Viewer discretion is advised. This is The Tea is Toxic. Hey, you guys, my teacups, thank you for joining another episode of The Tea is Toxic. I'm going to let my guests go ahead and introduce themselves, and then we can get into it.
Hey, yo, it's your boy, Barrio J. Logan. What's happening?
How are you doing today, Mr. Barrio J. Logan?
Hey, man, you know how it is. Black man in America trying to stay above water. How about you?
Man, you know how it is. Black man in America trying to stay above water. Listen, how's your week been?
Eventful. Getting ready for Mother's Day, you know. Shout out to y'all mothers. Happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you guys, three separate times I liked sex a little too fast. You know what I mean? And here we are, Mother's Day three times over. Shout out to all the mothers, godmothers, aunties, grandmas, sisters, all of y'all. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Mother figures, that's facts. Big sister, little sister program, ass chicks. CNAs,
even the babysitters,
yes. Anyone who protects little girls, happy Mother's Day to y'all. And little boys, of course, happy Mother's Day to y'all. Yeah, I mean, this is one of those really nice holidays I do enjoy. I like seeing people post up like their family moments. Or their mothers and things like that. I genuinely enjoy seeing things like that. I really love pictures. I had an uncle. He's the one that hogs all the pictures. So there's a lot I haven't seen because, you know, of all the aunts and uncles, he's the one that does the photos. He just has tons of pictures for decades. And I love, like, even if I visit people's homes, seeing pictures of childhood and family. And I just love that. I think it's so beautiful to be able to see people appreciate the ones that are in their life. Absolutely amazing. And if you've lost your mother, you know, it's still an amazing day to be able to still celebrate her and remember all the great times that you have with her. For any kids that have lost their mothers. So now that we got that shit out the way, here's the thing. The last few weeks have been so heavy. I mean, I've talked about some very heavy hitting stories. We've talked about Zachary Opinola. Yeah, you know, we talked about a couple of bangers. That serial killer in Alaska, just some heavy hitting shit. And I want to make today a little lighter, especially with it being Mother's Day. I want to have a little more fun. I want to do something that I haven't done since season one. Oh my gosh, it's the Dr. Seuss and me, bitch. I will not eat green eggs and ham. I will not eat them. Ham I am. I will not eat them on a bus.
Green eggs and ham.
I will not eat
bad.
Them in a rush.
They're not bad at all.
Green eggs and ham?
It's not bad at all.
I will not eat them with Drake. I will not eat them because he fake. Oh, no.
Leave Aubrey out. Just leave Aubrey.
Jimmy. So, for the first time since season one of the Tea is Toxic, we're doing the fun question answers. Indeed, so. All thy prepared. Yes. So, I'm going to run through several ones. Just have a good time with it. Honesty. If this turns into a debate, it turns into a debate. It kind of just is what it is. We're going to see. Okay, let's go. Question for you.
There you go.
What is the poorest thing that a female has done in front of you?
The poorest?
Poorest.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. If you didn't have wipes to wipe the baby with, you used a paper towel.
Did she at least wet it?
No.
She wiped the baby ass with dry paper towel. Does she have any booty butter or
Vaseline? Vaseline.
She put Vaseline on the baby's butt afterwards.
Hey, listen. I was like, okay.
Not the baby having battle scars and sticking together like glue. The
baby is battle tested, you know? And the
baby is gonna be a strong tested. Baby. Strong baby.
Halt baby.
I went on a date with a guy, you guys, and we went in like a Scooby-Doo, hey kid, you want some candy ass van, right? Should have never hopped in, but that's the excitement of dating after a divorce.
Yeah,
but and we ended up at Fridays and we ordered and his food came out and he said that the food order was wrong. And then they were like, oh, okay, we'll fix it. And they literally went back to make the correct order. And while they were making it, he ate the order that was in front of him. And then they brought out, the correct order and he got it to go. And then he excused himself and went up to the register to have them comp the entire thing.
What? Listen, you might deem that as poor, but to me, that's very smart. Save a dollar.
Not hey, when man. You're trying to make an impression on a first date.
What you mean? That should have impressed you. He know how to save a dollar. And he know how to, finagle things. I'm just saying.
Nah, man. That's a no for me. I haven't heard anything that bad since a guy I know that dated a chick. And when they broke up, he literally invoiced her for the summer they had. Okay?
That ain't bad either. I mean, goddamn, you gonna break on me in the summer. Who the hell you talking about?
Oh, you gonna dump me? So I'm just a little summer thing?
You goddamn right. I want every piece of my money back. That's bonkers.
On July 2nd, I took you to the Cheesecake Factory, and I paid.
I want pennies. I want coupons. I want food stamps. I want it all. Give it back to me now.
That's insane. So let me ask you this. With the poorest thing someone's ever done in front of you, how do you feel about a woman when you take her out at the end of the date asking for you to purchase a to-go meal?
Purchase a to-go meal.
So this is allegedly something that's been happening lately where not all females, not the ones I know at least, but women will go on dates with men and then they will ask them to also purchase a to-go meal to go. Like, extra. And may go for her kids. It may go for some dude that's coming through. You never know.
Right.
Without any question, are you going to just buy it?
No. This is our first date?
First date?
No, boo-boo. What are we doing? Well, do you get off? Like, wait a minute. Huh? The Caucasity. Wait a minute.
Well, why not?
What you mean? Okay, so then I'm going to ask you what it's for. Right? You gonna tell me if it's for your baby? I hope it's for your baby. I don't mind buying a little man food. He gonna go to McDonald's though. He gonna get him a Happy Meal. I'm just saying, you know.
Imagine it, her lying and saying it's for the baby, and then she go back home to her man with a Happy Meal.
Exactly, baby. I get some free food. I gotta go on a date though. What? That's what we doing? Come on, B.
I feel like if I were to go on a date where I knew I needed to feed my kids, which is a whole nother mind fuck that I can't even spin around.
But you go on a date, though.
Huh?
You go on a date, but the kids need fed. I mean.
But hear me out. This is what I would do. Uh-huh. I would fill myself up with, like, say if it were Cheesecake Factory, like bread and apps. Uh-huh. But I'd get the meal, but then I'd pretend to be too full for the meal.
Uh-huh.
And that way I can just have that bagged.
I feel that.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
I feel that.
You gotta know how to get your hustle on.
But goddamn, it's crucial out here in these streets.
What is something that you didn't know was a black thing until you grew up? And it can be a predominantly black thing.
Spades.
As well. Spades.
Yeah. Why are y'all so serious about spades? Why would a black person don't know how to play spades? Hey! This nigga know how to play spades. Why?
I behave the same way when you don't, because you have plenty of time to figure it out.
No, man. Everybody ain't card efficient, okay? Some people are technologically sound.
If you
man.
Can play goldfish, you can play spades.
I can play Uno, but spades is not
then
my
you
thing.
Can play spades.
I can play backgammon, but spades is not my thing.
It's not have my you thing. Attempted at spades?
Yes, I look at y'all like you're crazy. Like, especially, see, y'all motherfuckers don't actually help somebody. Y'all be like, okay, you do this, and I'm sitting here trying to process all this. And then when I ask you to repeat that, then you get frustrated. So now who ain't learning?
I mean, you know how the cards go from two to king, right?
I don't know ace. What you're talking about right now. What?
You know ace. Cards. I know the ace. The card numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I guess. I know diamond.
Jack. Yeah, Jack. What is that? Jack, queen, and king, right?
Who's Jack?
Joker. No, Jack. The Jack, the queen, and the king. The J.
Who's Jack?
You act like you've never seen a deck of cards now. Come on. I know you damn lie, because now it's gotten deeper than the damn spades game if you don't know a 52 count.
What?
You know what a deck of cards looks like for hearts, for diamonds. You know what the lineup is, right? A king is bigger than a queen, is bigger than a jack, is bigger than the number 10. You know that. You know how the card lineup is, right? From one to king. Okay. And you know the king's going to be bigger than all of them, right?
Right.
And you have hearts, you have diamonds, and you have the clover thingies, right?
But what goes over which? This ain't chase of checkers. Like,
No. Hear me out. You can throw any of those out at any time, but you just have to throw out whatever was out. So if I throw out a two and it's a diamond, then you know you have to either... You have to throw out another diamond that's going to be bigger than that, too. Does that make sense?
No.
It doesn't make sense that the hierarchy of things?
I don't know the hierarchy.
If little Jimmy has four apples, I think you don't want to learn by the... And you know what?
I want to learn, but
You're about to not be invited to the cookout. Man, now,
I'm invited to play a cookout, but I just ain't sitting
here. No. If you don't know how to play spades, do you get to even man the grill?
What you mean? I can grill.
No. Because if you're not saying I got next while you're on the grill, you're not allowed to grill.
How about we play backgammon? How about Twister?
Nobody is playing backgammon, okay? This is not Sunny Sunset's nursing home. Nobody's playing no damn backgammon. Man. We don't play no backgammon. Okay, I played backgammon since I was 12 years old.
To play Twister, you know what I'm saying?
It's very simple. You don't need a whole box of pieces and all of this like a backgammon. You come with a deck of cards. That's it. One deck. I mean, one deck. Four people.
Okay. How about Monopoly? How about Monopoly?
Nobody. Okay. First of all,
what? What's wrong with Monopoly?
Do you want your family to still be a family by the end of the night? Because the thing about
we play in space. I've seen fight star with space.
Yes, but everybody still goes home happy.
Do we?
But it's real different when somebody comes and snatches all your money up because they wanted to put down mega hotels. Because they knew you didn't have $25,000 in your hand. And they smiled at you before you landed. And that's a different kind of brutal.
You gotta manage your money better. It ain't no different than Uno. I mean, drop four. You know what I'm saying? Draw four cards. I mean,
exactly. And then you got the ones that want to stack. Unacceptable. Yep. You must learn how to play spades. A thing that I think I didn't realize until, you know, I didn't realize was a predominantly Black people thing. And I think it's a cultural thing more so than just a Black people thing was how there's an argument about washcloths is beyond me.
Right. Because why are we washing with bar soap and calling it a day? Like, what?
Right. The suds just slide down like that? Like,
that's it.
You don't actually exfoliate?
And first of all, who putting bar soap on their genitalia?
And then it's the fact that they're like, needing to shower every day is ridiculous. You don't need all that. What? Who are you encouraging to behave like this?
Okay, so
you know, scabies is real.
When you get
a ringworm, what's that other one? That tick disease, Lyme disease.
That too, jock itch, you know, yeast infection.
That foot thing. What's that foot one called?
Gout.
No, not gout. Now that's what black folk get because we like seafood. I'm talking about the other one. athlete's foot. We're talking about the external skin.
Yeah.
Blisters.
People with eczema got the all audacity to say they ain't gonna shower every day. You ain't got to shower long, but don't shower. You got to shower every day. Come on, man.
If you wash your face with a color washcloth and you have sensitive skin, you are your own villain. Because you, and anybody that doesn't know this, make sure you use a white washcloth, because color washcloths, while they're pretty, the dye slowly starts to leak, and you don't want to put that into your pores. So if you didn't know that, I'm just going to help you not be your own worst enemy.
If you don't know, now you know.
You know very well. Aside from you not knowing how to play spades, give me a black card revoke situation or an unpopular an unpopular black opinion on your part.
We ain't ready for this. First of all,
you want me to go first, or you want to go first?
I got it, ladies and gentlemen. I am a 6 foot tall, 300 and now 10 pounds. Lost 40 pounds, y'all. 310 congratulations. Pounds. Dark skin, African American from the South. Southeast Georgia. Collard greens, turnip greens, greens in general, are the worst thing on the vegetable tree. Okay? Don't see why y'all like collard greens, turnip greens. I don't see why. Definitely don't feed me no damn kale. And also, what the hell we need hot sauce for? All I'm saying is, them three right there can go stick it. I don't understand why y'all like it. I don't care if Jesus or Jesus made collard greens. I'm not eating it. No.
So collard greens at the Last Supper, you're turning down the Lord? You flipping the tables?
God, forgive me, but I'm not eating the collard greens. They stay over there. Y'all can have them.
Could you imagine? Calm down, Bari. No, right. Judas, because I told him. If it was going to be greens, I wasn't going to be here. What are we talking about?
I'm just gonna walk away and be up to myself. I'll eat cabbage. Give me some spinach. Love some spinach. Squash, zucchini.
We're talking about the green leaf family, random veggies though. Eat romaine lettuce?
Yes, I eat romaine lettuce. Yes.
So if I made a turnip green and told you it was a romaine.
You are deceived me, and I feel like Terry Crews and White, just get this jigger away from me. No,
unpopular black opinion on my part. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Le Negro. Ooh. We don't need meat with every meal.
Ooh, I think that's a white thing, though. I think that's a white thing.
What, that they have meat? No, I've watched two things I've watched white people do, respectfully, white people. Uh-huh. One, just eat shit like macaroni and cheese and call it a night.
I can do that.
Two, white couples, especially the elderly ones, they're real cute at restaurants because they'll order something and then they'll split it. You ever seen them? They'll put the plate between them. And they'll grab smaller plates and they'll eat the portion assigned to them. And this is why we're watching elderly be able to do that, because their hearts are good. Because they didn't eat like 5,000 calories in one sitting. I've never seen black people be like, we're not going to put this fish with the grits. Chicken with the mat.
Thanksgiving with no turkey? Thanksgiving with no turkey?
I'm not saying you can't have meat. I'm saying meat with every meal is not necessary. It's like we feel like a meat determines like a protein or something all the time. Like that's the only way to get certain nutrients into our system.
You're right. Because mushrooms are a thing, people. They're lovely.
And so are nuts.
Whoa. I see what you did there.
But no, seriously, actual nuts, pistachios, things like that, that has protein in it.
True. Ooh, pistachios. Them and sunflower seeds. Kick rocks. Sorry.
It's the disrespect, because what if there's a pistachio seed listening to this episode right now?
I'm sorry. Kick rocks.
Okay, now I'm going to get a negative review from a pistachio seed.
Like wet, dead cockroaches. Good.
Yeah, like wild. If you were a stripper, what would be your stripper name?
Ooh. Oh man, licorice. Licorice. I'll be the first male BBD. Yeah, BBD stripper with a
What does
thong,
BBD stand for?
Big black, you
Woo!
Know. And then I have a G string made out of licorice. And
now, would you spell it licorice or would you spell it lick her ish altogether?
There you go. There you see, there you already on the manager. Yeah.
Hey,
the there you
vision.
Go. You get to eat the licorice off of me and a little about
now
the,
that's nasty. Then, now you don't go on too goddamn far. Because you must remember the career in which you are in.
I'll
and
clean.
You're not going to slide down the air.
I'll take a shower.
It doesn't matter. It's hot in there. Let me tell you something. These locations where these kinds of things happen, it gets moist. It gets warm. You're in, you know, it's an inevitable sweat, even if it's like a very sexy musk. Uh-huh. I'm not fitting to eat no licorice off the top half of your butt. That's part of the thong or something. I'm not doing that.
Some women like that, though. For the women who like that, like Sukiana, you know what I'm saying? There you go. You know what I'm
so,
saying?
Let's have a conversation.
Okay, okay.
I went to my first sugar review. Now, I know y'all was going, what is a sugar review? Okay,
I'm
hear me out.
Sugar review.
Hear me out, y'all. Okay. You know how you can go to a male review? Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much just male strippers or male dancers, I'll say.
Okay.
At a male review, it's not like in a club. It's like an event. The male dancers come in and out. They are lined up. It's a whole thing. They had one for girls that were studs. So I was at a Shiga review. Okay.
Okay.
And it's so interesting the lack of fear as females that we'll have regarding other females. Like things can't just be passed on. Does that make sense? Like, just because you're a girl doesn't mean you're exempt from catching something from another girl. And to
true,
be at an event
true.
Where I watched someone spit on somebody's face and I was like, okay. And this
see,
is the show.
That ain't for you.
This is no, it was a dope show. Loved right. going. It was really cool. I'm not gonna call out the person whose event it was because they're not sponsoring. But it was a really dope show. It was my first time going. I personally wouldn't go again unless it was like a really big event. Like, you know what I mean? It was a small, more intimate setting. But it caught me off guard because it was like studs and they had like the little, you know, did they have straps? I don't think so. But they definitely came with all that energy, you know?
We've all seen the videos at the bachelorette parties or private parties where the male stripper come in. And the women in the attendance would give him head, you know?
Yes, I've seen that. I've seen a guy, he would stand on his hands and then walk towards them.
See?
Which is wild for so many reasons. Because you have to agree to the terms and conditions in your head while you're watching this anaconda walk towards you on his hands.
Not anaconda.
Yeah, the guy's not the anaconda, but you get what I'm saying. And it's like, I'm really about to do this. Like you have a flash moment of saying, no, thank you, over the music, and you chose not to. Instead, you chose to say, rong, rong, rong. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, what some kids say, mama ain't raised no, right? So, I mean, hey, in that moment, fight or flight. You gonna suck the dick?
I'm a fighter. But I'm not fighting that battle. Because one thing about me, I'm going to just nicely rotate him towards another person.
Mm-hmm.
Throw the whole thing off and then he fall on his head. I can't. Absolutely
what?
Not. Absolutely not.
Wow. Just wow.
What's a statement that you can say at the dinner table and in the bedroom?
Oh man. Oh man. You go. I can't.
Something I can say in the dinner table and in the bedroom. That didn't do shit for me.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. What else you got in there? Like, What else is there?
Yo, that's crucial. This stink.
Oh my gosh.
Or oh my gosh. For the ladies and the homosexuals, ooh, these nuts are sweet.
I can't. I just got a little to it. Okay.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Got a little.
Spicy.
What's that smell?
No one wants to have spicy nuts. Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Uh-uh.
I don't know.
No.
Because if you think about it, if you ran into a private part that was flavored, like a Jolly Rancher, like a chili Jolly Rancher flavored nipple, right? You're turning your back to a chili Jolly Rancher flavored nipple?
I mean, bring that nipple here. You know what I'm saying?
It's like an inevitable flavor.
At least it tastes good, you know. Yeah.
Cannibalism might then become a thing, for real, for real.
No, whoa. No Dahmer, no Hannibal Lecter. We ain't doing that now. Whoa, now.
But some people, they don't know when to say when.
Hey, you gonna know when this hand come above your head. You know, you gonna know when to say when. The head.
When? If you were exploring BDSM, what would be your word for them to stop? Like, what would be your "here's the word" that I'm going to use when you've gone too far, or when I'm ready to put it on hold?
Stop. It'd be more
creative. I don't know about that, because there's a big difference between no stop and stop.
Okay, for me, so, you know, for me, ketchup. I hate ketchup. So yeah, ketchup.
So that means you hate that?
I hate that. Don't do that. No.
I'm gonna forget and be like, yeah, ketchup is great.
No.
Ketchup. Ketchup. Yeah,
ketchup. God damn it, ketchup.
Ketchup to what?
No. Do not whip me. No, that ain't happening. No. Ladies, that whip shit. No. I was with my ex one time, and we was trying stuff, and she whipped me, and my eyes twitched, and I had an ancestral flashback. So yeah, no.
What do you mean? Was she of an opposite race?
No, she was of the same race, but when she whipped me, something in me, the spirit in me, had an ancestral flashback. It was like I saw...
ancestor, you're like, get the f*** more. And then that was it. You got up off the...
I'll just, no, couldn't do it. No. Now, like, I saw Kunta. I saw Denzel's character. I saw everybody. I just know.
Well, what were you whipped with?
A whip. And I was like, no. That's
so it wasn't like a flogger, or like bamboo was an actual... Because you got to remember what a whip looks like.
One of the dominatrix whips with a bow. Like, no, who? Well, he ain't doing that. And then I had a flashback when my mama used to whip me as a kid. And, you know, we grew it up in the late 80s, early in the 90s. Like, you act up, mama, daddy, go come down with it. You know what I'm saying? And
maybe she hit you too hard first time out.
I have a high pain threshold. It ain't happening. No, don't whip me.
It was just the fact that, the position you were in when you were with?
I was sitting on the bed, tied up. I was with that. You know what I'm saying?
So, what, did she just pop your thigh?
Yes, I just wasn't with it. I was like, no, can't do it. Into it.
Okay, you have to choose one kink, and whipping's not it. Are you doing choking?
No, biting is my thing.
Biting?
Yes, biting. Biting. I'm like Eddie Murphy on Life. I'm a Nash that biting.
No, biting is crazy, because the way veins are set up. Those are real things.
It's a way you bite. Like, nobody, like, you might like your nipple bit, right? Nibble to it. But you don't want nobody to desire. No, you ain't doing that. But it's a way. It's like a firm grip. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't choke somebody. It's a firm grip. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same way. It's the same way when you bite. You know? Yeah, even there. Yes, even there, ladies. Even there.
I'm going to choose to choke people.
No. I mean, what are you going to jail for? Choking the life out of somebody? You know? If the dick too good when you're on top and you choking him and he can't get it up no more, he laying there limp.
He over there looking like Bart Simpson. Oh.
Yeah. basically had an orgasm. He laid there dead. Like, God damn, he didn't
need resuscitation. What type of shit is that? God damn. You have one or two choices, you have to pick one. Go deaf, but have like superior vision where you can literally see through things, or go blind and have superior sound where you can hear anything happening. You could turn it off and on, but you could literally, like, you could hear a cat get stuck in a tree like three states away. You know what I mean? Which one are you going with?
Give me vision. Give me vision, because I want to see my babies grow. I want to see the
you know, you can hear them grow. You can literally hear their bones.
No. I need to see. I'm a sightseer. Granted, I love sounds. I love certain sounds. But just to, like, it's a hard choice, because then you won't be able to hear their voice anymore. And so,
but you can see their voice.
If they have grandkids, I have to see them. I'm sorry. I get hearing aid be good.
You can't get no damn hearing aid. You can't beat the system, Bari. I mean, At the end of the day, you had to pick one superpower over the other.
I mean, you know, x-ray vision with sight. I mean, I get a little hearing aid, you know. Speaking to the speaker right here, you know, write this down.
Nothing's going to come through, because your brain has decided to completely eradicate your sound.
Damn.
And solely focus on your vision, which is why you have the ability to see things in such high definition.
Oh, man. I need sight. I need sight. I need sight. It'll be crushing not to hear again, but if I can't see, oh man.
I think sound over sight requires faith. Because you have to depend on so much.
Right. I can see if something is happening. Then again, I can hear something happening too. But I can't turn around and run. Oh God, where am I go? Oh God. Oh, I hear, but I don't know where to go at. Oh damn, I gotta wait for somebody to hold me. No, I can see where I'm running at. You see? I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Stampede, I can run. If I'm deaf, I can't run no more, because I don't know where the hell I'm running at. I'm stuck like Chuck.
That's true. You wouldn't be any good for an apocalypse.
Exactly.
Could you imagine? Bring dad. The girls are all grown. Dad ain't got no eyes. I ain't got nothing. All he can do is hear it. Yeah, right. No, I get it. No, that makes sense. I actually learned a couple of months ago, maybe, that the way that we envision blindness is not how that works. Like, a lot of times when someone is blind, it's more like there's like spotting on their eyes. It's not like just pitch black.
Right.
For some of those times, yeah. So,
here's people swear Stevie Wonder can see. People swear Stevie Wonder can see, but no. It's amazing he got all them kids, though. Man, got about 18,000 kids.
They say he checked the wrist. Or was that Ray Charles?
He did what?
Remember that one of them, they checked, I think it was Ray Charles, checks the wrist to make sure the wrist is feminine enough, I guess, small enough, petite.
Ray Charles, he did that.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, he said no plush pounds, no plush pounds.
Damn, Ray Charles against the BBWs. God damn.
That's a shame. We must cancel all his music. Big bitch is a symbol. We Lizzo! Finally have selective outrage.
Lizzo!
No, she does not get to lead the cause, okay? No, there are other big bitches. Yeah, so much more exciting. Sorry, Lizzo, but you don't get to lead this cause.
Surely. Monique!
And let me say why she doesn't get to lead this cause. Definitely not Monique, okay? We need somebody that's not going to beef with everybody that's there.
I'm going to sit this one down, America.
Let me say why Lizzo can't lead the cause for big girls. Uh-oh, trouble. Because I don't trust anyone in Hollywood who's the only one that hasn't taken the Ozempic yet.
What is Ozempic? What did I keep hearing this word?
It's like a diabetic insulin that has you lose hella weight. And she's literally the only person that's like still big in Hollywood. And there's nothing wrong with being a big girl.
Right.
But a lot of times when you are a bigger girl, this is because of your economic status, your financial status. Same not Africa. Single and rich, sitting around playing fruits and eating cheeses. You have so much opportunity to let the FUPA go. I don't know if the FUPA is contracted, but I've always said that, you know, when you are only solely responsible for yourself and then you let yourself go, it kind of doesn't have any rhyme or reason. Wow. Off the strength of who's holding you back? Who's stopping you? It's not like you got to figure out how to feed 12 kids or, you know, parents, or it's just you and you got money and you just wouldn't just hire a dietitian.
Maybe she wants to be plus size because she says she works out and no matter what her, you know, her size is maintained. I can relate. I've never been a skinny guy. You know, I've been buff. I've been 50 Cent like. I've been Fat Albert like. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean.
But isn't she like Madea big?
No.
She's tall. Right? She's tall. Let me check. I thought she was tall and big, right?
I mean, yeah, you know.
Let me see. What is her height? This is not a fat bashing situation. You guys, don't worry. I am a big girl. So they said Lizzo's outrageous weight loss. We're not doing that. She's 5'10".
Wow. Oh wow. She's a powerful in WNBA. My kind of woman. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's not just bones.
Mm-mm. Serena Williams. Yes.
I think Venus what's Williams disrespectful, yes, is that you can literally Google her weight. I think that's out of pocket.
That's anybody, though. You can Google anybody's weight. Kid you not.
That's bonkers.
Yeah. Any famous person, unfortunately, you can Google their weight, where they were from, what hospital they were born in, etc.
You can Google somebody's location of birth?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
What hospital was so, that's public record. What hospital so and so was born in? I could look is you up right now.
Public records?
Yes.
It doesn't feel like it's that easy to get that record.
I promise you, I could Google what hospital you were born in and I'll find it. Now, granted, you probably won a 50 million AJs, but yeah. You know.
When I was, when Facebook first opened up, and I put my full real name in the Facebook search, 5,000 of me showed up.
Yep.
This is before it was open to the public. This was still just for students.
Uh-huh.
And 5,000 of me's showed up. 5,000.
Couldn't come up with a better unique name. Nope.
My mother wanted to name me Ashanti.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. But she said something like she found out that it meant like a tribe of cannibals or something like that. And she was like, no.
A tribe what?
Tribe of cannibals or something like that. The Ashanti tribe was like a tribe of cannibals. And so she said, never mind.
I don't research on that because I mean, wow, Zers. Wow, wow.
And I don't know how true that is, but that's the story that was said to me. But I think that would have been a prettier version of AJ. But nonetheless.
That would have been very pretty.
Wow. Yeah, it really would have. If you level up your life, let's be honest. Don't just jump and say it right away. I need you to really consider this. Mm-hmm. If you level up your life and your spouse doesn't, do you have a right to leave them behind?
Are they choosing not to?
Yes, actively choosing to watch you win while they sit there.
They are actively choosing to be lazy and not progress themselves.
They might be supporting you. Oh, good job. Oh, I'm here for you, whatever you need. But as far as what they're doing actively for themselves, it's non-existent.
Are they working?
Everybody works.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? I think the bottom line is you guys just aren't aligned anymore. You know, So are you bringing them along with the ride or are you cashing them out?
That's a double-edged sword, you know what I'm saying? If we are not clicking anymore, then...
Well,
if we are not clicking anymore, and you are not trying in some form of capacity to better yourself, mentally, financially, spiritually, then yeah, like, it's time to depart, unfortunately, but you're not trying. I'm going to have a conversation or two with you, but after one or two conversations, like, we're adults, you're not a child. I don't have to keep talking to you over and over again. So, hey, time to depart.
I think that's the complication with elevation, right, is that if I'm making moves to better myself in any degree and you're simply being a spectator, You can do that from outside the club. So when you're saying if we're not clicking, it's inevitably you're not going to click because you're no longer in the same space.
Right.
And I think that we are so afraid as people to understand that sometimes love is seasonal. Sometimes people in your life that you're boinking are seasonal. We're A-okay with jobs being seasonal. We're A-okay with friendships being seasonal. Hell, even our wines are seasonal, right? But the minute it's somebody that you're putting your Chico stick in, now that's where it's like, oh, this is so hard. What am I going to do? The same thing you would do with anything else that didn't serve you anymore.
Right.
It's okay. Yeah. I feel like people get so tied up in the idea of loss at the end of a relationship. And it's like, no, like, it's just, it's time. It's time to move on and move forward. But people will hold on to things for ego's sake. And it's like, if this man or this woman no longer holds a purpose in your life, it's time to leave them there. Y'all can still be cool, but you have to continue focusing on the forward, the to come, not the right now.
I got you.
You know, yeah. if I'm a big girl and I'm with a big dude and he's sitting around watching me actively work on losing weight and he's seeing the weight peeling off and he still want to be a big dude and he's trying to encourage me to go to big back places and eat big back meals and tempting every, you got to go.
You know, that's your second big back comment. Now they might
get your big ass out of my face. Because that's, you know... by a certain point in my life, I had decided I didn't want to date big dudes anymore. Because I knew that overeating was an addiction of mine in its own right. And I didn't want to be aligned.
Clarify big. What do you mean by big? You know, because you can be bigger and
non-active.
Shape. Okay.
Yeah, big back and not active.
I think you put and disclaimer so, out there. Gotcha.
And so I didn't want to align myself with someone. And I'm gonna about to play devil's advocate, y'all. I didn't want to align myself with another big guy. And now we're kind of just sitting around not encouraging each other to get healthy. And but what I found as well is you gotta be careful, those skinny ones, ladies, because they like feeding your ass. So it's still on its way downhill. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So either way, you're in trouble. Like, ultimately. But that to me, that's definitely a thing. If I'm moving in one direction, you're moving in the opposite direction as far as, like, you know, career or education or weight. Or, and it's not to say you're not entitled to have a bad day or have a moment where you may fall off, or that's not what I'm referring to. But if you are watching me win and I am encouraging you to win and you are choosing loss, I just can't have that kind of negative energy around me by a certain point.
Makes a whole lot of sense. Whole lot of sense.
What are the top three reasons to get married for you? When you look at somebody and you go, okay, this is the person I'm going to choose to spend the rest of my life with. What are the top three important?
I'm gonna take money out of it. Because we talking. Okay.
That's interesting because I would put money in it, but go ahead.
The reason I'm taking money out of it, because that's a duh. Have your stuff together, or, you know, be trying to get yourself together, because, I mean, inflation is real out here.
But that's still number one then, because if you take it out, then it's not part of it.
True. Okay, number zero. Okay, have your credit together.
You said number zero.
Number zero.
I know you damn lie. Because at the end of the day, you're either going to put a ring on a hobosexual or you're not.
Number zero, have your credit.
There's no number zero. Number one, have your credit together. Okay. The world number zero. What are you saying? If little Johnny has five apples, yet again, sit down and stop crying. Yeah, no. Not number zero.
The hell? Oh, God. Okay, five. For the host. Number one, have your credit together, and, you know, be working on your finances. You know, don't be out here I mean, we all struggling at something, but you know, be trying to get your finances in order. Because you want your bills paid, you want to be comfortable. You ain't got to be wealthy, but be comfortable. Number two, be kind and be willing to evolve. You know.
Okay.
Because nobody want to be with an asshole. No, scratch that. Nobody wants to be with a jackass.
You know, it's crazy you say that because I literally just mentioned that again today with someone I was speaking to, and shout out to her, great conversation at a birthday party. And what I said was, the thing about the heart is, it's not about who you are when everyone's watching. It's about the choices you make when no one knows. Uh-huh. It's about whether you choose to do right when you know wrong is an option.
Right.
And you'll never be found out. So that be right. kind thing, you might be able to trick somebody for a quick second, but eventually that little evil in you is going to start coming out.
Uh-huh. So be true to yourself.
Yeah.
Treat each other with kindness. Treat that person the way you would want to be treated. And also ask yourself, would you date yourself? Would you be with yourself? Mm.
Would you date yourself, Bari?
Current version of Bari, yes. Old version of Bari, nah. 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 Honestly, no.
I would not date myself. I wouldn't date myself because I can't date somebody who... I can't date someone who...
Eat sunflower seeds.
Here we go. Wow. When I sneak sunflower seeds in your meal, I don't want to hear that. Oh, it's got a little bit of crunch to it. What's this? Sunflower seeds. God damn, with some greens. Oh, yeah. I would date me, but I would not date me. In the sense of, you know, the podcasting, everything is really cool. That's really dope. But the idea of what that could come turn into, I don't know if I would want to date somebody that one day could wake up in the and their content get into the right hands, and then it goes from there. It just takes off, and it's like, so I want to do with my personality? I can't be the shadow to somebody.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I
couldn't. You couldn't support yourself and not be want to be on the forefront, i.e., music producer, TV producer.
I couldn't be somebody's shadow. I can support you. And if that's what you do, that's great. But because I know what it requires to get certain things done, I just couldn't, you know, do. You know, a house is not a home. If there's no, I couldn't do that. I couldn't live in a house and not a home. And it's like, if the only time I can be near you is if I'm traveling with you, Everybody can't sign up to be in my life, right? Because I get active. Like, so you know, and that's not in like a fighting kind of way. That's in a making movements and, you know, hustling and things like that.
That's kind of what B. Simone said like a year or two ago, and people were in such an outrage. But it's like, if she's always on the go,
mm-hmm.
she can't, it's hard, not that she can't, but it's hard to date someone who isn't as on the go as her. And for one, they might be insecure. Two, they might not understand. Three, they might not have the patience.
Mm-hmm.
For that, if you're dating somebody that has the patience, that's open-minded enough to know we are all adults here, and I'm not going to sit here and stop your hustle. Do what you got to do, but trust and believe, I'm going to be here for you every step of the way. You know what I'm saying? So if you're lucky to find that person, hold on to it for dear life, because Absolutely. Everybody ain't like that.
But when you are the type of person who has so many hats that you wear and things like that, it can get dangerous, because it's like, you don't want to look up and then they find a bitch with one hat. You get what I'm saying? That's literally how things played out for Wendy. And I understand Wendy Williams had a lot of other components, but this man up and bought his mistress a house, put it in her name so Wendy couldn't get hold of it during the divorce, and had a whole baby. You feel me? And it's like, great, you went on to live your life, so on and so forth, but you could have did that without keeping that a secret. You could have just said, hey, I'm ready to head out. But the reality was, was he there to actually hear you?
Right. Well, that's what a devious person would do. You know what I'm saying?
See, but I don't know if that's devious, Bari, because the thing is,
that is devious.
Hear me out.
I knew. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I knew what you were before you hit it big, and I looked you in your eyes and told you, I got you. All right, I became your producer and whatnot.
Eventually, and the thing about it is, in a sense of like, say if hypothetically you're ready to move forward, you know you don't want to be in a relationship, da da da, and you're dealing with someone like me, and it's like I've had this happen when I was much younger. Yeah, I'm ready to break up with this dude, but I can't find his ass. He's always in the streets. So it's like I can't even officially let him know, hey, this is over, because when's he gonna show back up again?
So are you a supportive mate? I can still do me. Oprah and Stedman, if they are together, whatever their relationship dynamic is.
The fact that you had to follow that up with whatever that may be, there you go. That's the whole point. When you deal with someone who is making strides in a different kind of world, supporting them and loving them is amazing. And they'll always give you what they have, but it may not always be what you need. And that's the difference, right? It's like, if I'm a millionaire, I didn't just wake up tomorrow and somebody knock on my door with a big ass check. This isn't 1994.
Right.
So that means I have to be doing things in order to make that milli. And I could be like, oh, I can't wait. We're going on vacation as soon as I'm done working, but I might not be done working for 7 months.
Right.
So you riding this out 7 months until you can get 2 weeks of me to yourself? And then I'm back on the road? Like, Those are real things.
It takes a real commitment. And again, if a person's up front with you from Jump Street about what their goals are, and they actually put that into action, either get out of the way or support them. Period.
And you can support.
I can. Because
you can or you can't?
I can. You know?
I cannot.
I don't like attention. I don't like when women look at my job when I'm wearing certain pants. I don't like the attention. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind being in the background. I'll get my money. You know what I'm saying? You getting your money, I'll support you. I'm gonna be yours. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for you. Like Miss Pat husband. But everybody ain't with that. Some people wanna put their egos out the forefront. And then get mad when it ain't going the way they want. But this person told you what they're about.
You know, I don't think it's an ego thing, though, Bari. I think sometimes you sign up for something, but you don't truly understand it until you're signed up. So a lot of women, they'll say, I want a husband. And then a female like myself who's been married will go, do you know what wanting a husband actually entails?
Do you know what wanting a man that works hard actually means?
Because if you want a man that makes money, you have a man you're not going to see, baby. Because he can't be laid up under you and making dough. The man is not Michael Jordan. He doesn't have sneakers on backup. Like, that's not how that works. He has to go out and make every dime. And that's what I mean. Sometimes people will sign up. They're naive, right? They're not trying to be obtuse, but inevitably they're just like, hey, I like you. I like your face. You know what I mean? I like your Jolly Rancher, chili Jolly Rancher flavored nipples. What? And I just want to, you know, be here. What? But then when I see that you're not here and I'm here, why am I here? And those are things that'll start to play in people's heads, you know?
Okay. So it is a bit of ego, but it's also, like you said, naive. Person being naive because you didn't care to do the real research on what it requires. That's what so many people don't understand. People so infatuated with the idea of getting married, but they don't know what it is to stay married.
Stay married.
We're infatuated with the idea of becoming a champion, but it's even harder to stay a champion. We are so infatuated with the idea of owning a business that we forget that business has to turn a profit and it has to be successful to really be something to brag about.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Anybody can get an LLC, but you gotta be able to maintain and grow this business. Mm-hmm. Or else you're just another failure on the charts for the U.S. government.
That's facts. That's facts. I agree with that. I don't have any disagreement. So we got Shorty got to have a financial plan set up with growing credit.
Yeah, you said once we get married, we are new a whole new tax bracket.
Oh, what's the second part? You said the second one.
Be kind. Be real. You say true to yourself, but be kind.
Okay.
And the third part. Mm-hmm. Third part. This is underrated. I'm sorry. It ain't cooking. It ain't have the best outfits. But please, pretty please, have good hygiene. Please have good hygiene. Because I promise you, if I'm the only one cleaning up and I'm busting my ass out here, and you won't even get up and scrub a wall. You barely won't clean out the tub.
What if she's allergic to cleaning?
Well, that means you don't shower, do you?
Okay, hear me out. Here's another question for you in regard to that. Mm-hmm. What if she's like, hey, I don't like cleaning, but I can financially cover services where a cleaner can come in?
Bet. Okay. How are you cleaning yourself? Is your pH balance good?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the house, not the body.
I said hygiene. Hygiene covers is an umbrella that covers so many different layers. Now, you got the Mary Maids. Outstanding. How's the pH balance?
Now you can focus on cleaning your Gucci.
Right. Are you scrubbing your behind your neck? Okay? I'm just saying. You know, are you washing every other day? Are you leaving period pads in the dough and on the flow?
I'm sorry, excuse me?
You heard me. Are you leaving period pads on the flow? Okay? By accident, you say. Okay?
I'm just saying. As a teenager, I was at my cousin's. Mm-hmm. I was at my cousin's house. Mm-hmm. And up in New York. And there was a boy on the phone. And he said that he went to go to a girl's. This is before I ever even had sex. He said he went to go to a girl's house. And when he got there, she didn't smell good. And he stood up and he was like, "Ayo, clean that up and call me when you're done, ma." And walked out. And at like 15, 16, the fear of that traumatized me so much. I don't even stand up without looking behind when I'm using the restroom, let alone during that time.
Come on.
And I've passed that down because... And then that's not even including intimacy because the fear, you know, it's so scary. So like, even in college, you know, when you're in college, you'll have casual sex here and there. Man, I used to have, I could have had stock in Summer's Eve products because the fear of somebody saying, "Nah, clean that up and then call me." That rings in my ear. I am 36 turning 37, y'all. That shit happened when I was like 15, 16. I heard that on the phone with my cousin. And I will never forget it. I'll never forget it.
You just gave me a horrible flashback. Oh my Lord.
What's the flashback? Teacups. Mm-mm. We sip, we drip for the tea. What's the flashback?
Oh, sweet Jesus. You gonna make me tell the story. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pull a chair up. All right.
So there you go. Pulled up my chair.
I am working at a local grocery store. Actually, it's not local, it's national, but that's neither here nor there. I see this young lady, she looks nice. You know what I'm saying? Outside looks nice, very attractive. You know what I'm saying? Get a number, blase blase. She comes to the crib one day. You know, small talks turn into her sitting on my lap. Okay. She starts sitting on my lap. And she starts kissing on my neck. I'm like, okay, I see where this is going. All right. So, America teacups, something told me.
I'm not American teacups.
Inspect before I inject.
Okay, smart. Teacup,
you know, something told me. Something in, I don't know what it was, but something told me this.
Did you listen to that inner voice?
Listen to me now. Follow me now. Stay with me. Okay. So, you know, she gave me a little bit of knowledge. You know, if you don't know what knowledge is, use your brain. and so after that, she laid down. First thing I saw when she laid down and, you know, to slid the undergarments off, there was a bump
A
on her lip.
bump.
A bump on her lip. I
A
was like,
bum bump?
A bump on her lip. Okay? Not her talking lips, America. Her lips. Her vaginal lips. Okay? So I was like, okay, flag one. So then something told me, slide your fingers inside, son. Slid my fingers inside, America. Something wasn't smelling right.
Did you do it with the earwax like Trick Daddy said?
No. I didn't do it with Trick Daddy. Then something wasn't smelling right. So America, I told the young lady, hey, look, my sister about to come over right quick. I'll link it with you another day. America, she left. Teacup, she left. And when I tell y'all, I washed my hands. This is no exaggeration. I washed my hands with hand soap. Smell won't go away. Bar soap, smell won't go away. I use body wash, smell won't go away. I use dish soap, smell won't go away.
By this point, you got to burn your hand off.
I use alcohol, it start to wane a little bit, still won't go away. I use sanitizer, still won't go away. America, no. Teacups, I kid you not, this is no exaggeration. I'm not being exaggerated. I'm serious. I put my fingers in bleach. For about 5 seconds. My left two fingers. 5 seconds. Then I went to scrub my hands again. It took about 3 times for the smell to finally go away. Kid you not. So if I had put on a condom that day, something would have happened.
That's a lot to sip.
Yep.
Because. Yep.
Drink on that. Gulp, gulp.
He said, sip that motherfucker. Listen, I don't even know what to say to that because the only thing I can say is why not? It's okay.
And I don't pillow talk, but this is a life lesson that needs to be learned.
Hear me out. And I'm happy you didn't continue with it because some men don't have that boundary to be like, no. You know, I know an older gentleman who had an issue with somebody that smelled, and his response to that was, I worked this hard to get her there. I was going to see it through.
Okay.
What? My question for you is, why two fingers if you already knew there was a risky business?
Okay, two fingers was because if everything was okay, and you were enjoying this, let's keep it going. Find that G-spot. But once I pulled the fingers out, and I smelled what I smelled, because I already caught a whiff, then I smelled what I smelled on my fingers. I'm like, okay, yeah. This
Did
is
you
this
put the fingers near your nose to smell it, or it was just so strong that it just, as soon as you exited?
No, she already caught a whiff from her, and then I put it near my nose. Like, I wish you could see my nose right now. Like, it's like a couple inches from my nose, like a pencil length. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you're growing up, your mother tells you, you smell your sloppy for anybody else. Mm-hmm. And when you're growing up, you're like, bitch, I don't know what that means. But then at some point, you smell yourself before anybody else does. And you're like, oh, that's what that means. Mm-hmm. But even more concerning, aside from the fact she probably had a disease of some sort or some kind of pH balance off, like a yeast or something like that. But
learn more about her after the fact.
But that's the catch too, because a yeast infection doesn't stink. So it's just like your vagina just has a cold. So, but and if I'm wrong, ladies, and y'all's does, I apologize. But whenever that was something I would get whenever I was pregnant, and it was kind of one of those signs that I was pregnant because my pH would be thrown off.
Right.
And that was never an issue. It was just like, oh, go get some Monistat, call it a day. But that's no, because on top of the fact, why did you not shower before you got there? So you brought like all day punani to the club, to the party?
I don't know what was her circumstances. Like I said, after that day, I learned. I still hung with her. We never got to that level again because why would I do that? But and her family was cool. But An old classmate of mine saw us walking in the park one day, and she looked at me kind of strange. I'm like, I wonder what that look was about. And so I hit her up on Facebook later that day, and she was like, I can't believe you was with that girl. I'm like, what you mean? And she told me X, Y, and Z. I'm like,
No, 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 no. Because
no,
we need the element
no,
OP.
no, no, no,
Yes,
no.
yes. Everybody's already anonymous in the story. You
Oh,
might as
my
well say what
God.
the X, Y, and the Z was.
Oh, boy. So, kids, America, teacups, what we call in the southeast part of Georgia, some work. I don't know how y'all use it across the country, but that's what we call a woman who gets her money by for sex for $40 a pop. And
Okay, she was a street walker or whatever. A night crawler.
apparently so. That's what
A
I was told.
transformer. Her by day and streets by night.
Yes, that's what I was told.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, look at you trying to rescue her. Oh, pretty woman. Walking down the
I
street.
don't know what a young lady is. I know she has a daughter. I don't know, but I just pray for everybody, you know what I'm saying? I wish everybody, great times in life,
Oh, that's sad. Well, hopefully she's not doing that anymore. Because
Yeah.
that's, you know what I mean? I definitely don't judge things I don't understand, and I've been blessed to not have to worry about, because $40 per ride, I mean, that's a lot of mileage ran up. You can't get shit off $40 in 2024. Inflation is a mug.
That is a meal from
By this time,
KFC.
yeah, by this point, I'd have to have a little menu. That way, you already know I can't just get it up off no $40. $40.
$40 is a hand job, what are we talking
$40. For
about?
$40, I'll look at it.
$40.
What you gonna do? What shit? What you gonna do? Not for $40.
Wanna
That's
say
just not
sweet
enough
nothings in
money.
somebody's ear for $40? You wanna say sweet nothings?
You can't even buy a fridge full of groceries for $40 in 2024. No.
Lord have mercy. Sure can't.
Mm-mm. You can't even pay your metro phone bill for $40.
She said metros. The fact you said
That means you
metro,
gotta
God.
smash one and a half. No, no,
Right.
no, no. No.
Exactly.
Well, y'all, that concludes today's episode. Did you have fun, Barrio?
Yes. I'll teach you how to play Uno one day,
You'll teach who how to
just
play Uno.
you.
No. As soon as this episode ends, you're learning how to play spades. You're gonna shock the family for Mother's Day. You're gonna show up and you said you're gonna be, I got next, bitches. And that's how you're going in to greet your mother and your family. You got next immediately, expeditiously for Mother's Day. I will absolutely be showing you how to play spades directly after this, because this is an unacceptable
What? Hey man,
sadness. The
Uno
ancestors, they
Connect
cried.
Four and sorry is enough.
Okay, do you double
Monopoly is
dutch outside as well?
I
You
mean,
do the box game with the chalk?
me and you must never part, I mean,
Oh my gosh.
it's
You playing Miss Mary Mac while they play spades? Boy, if you don't. Thank you guys for joining. I hope this was a more lighthearted and fun episode for you. You can catch me and Nikki June every Monday and
All right,
Wednesday
Nikki.
live. Yes, every Monday and Wednesday live, doing Dear Mother Earth. And then our episodes do drop on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Dear Mother Earth. And that is where we will discuss Dare to Be Naughty Sex Talk, The Tea is Toxic. And then we talk that shit. You don't want no problems. You just talk like you do. And so, until then, I will see you guys next week, and have a great rest of your week.
Bye, Gavin.
Bye.